Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, here we are. Last break of the day. It's been a good day, as usual. Yeah, it's been fun.
Yeah.
You're all right, Steve? Did you drift away? Because we started the show off talking about attention span.
Deficit.
Yeah,
well, you know, it's been one of those days for me. I will admit that so far, but it's going to get better. I always keep my head up.
Yeah.
You know? Which could lead into these closing remarks, because I might as well talk about something that I was dealing with. Every morning I have a little meditation that I do with a daily inspiration that I read, my Bible and a journal that I take notes in. And I started it doing this, taking these notes the first. And I have notes for practically every single day. I've only missed like 3 days from taking notes, just three. And so it's something I've learned to do. And it starts my day off really, really well, because it gives me a weaponry to guard against the evil principalities of the world. You know, with so much stimulation out here with social media and technology and cyberspace and phone calls and messages and texts, that, you know, even if you're having a great day, there's so much stuff out there that can throw you off if you haven't stabilized yourself spiritually. And Sunday, when I woke up, I was just about to open up my journal and my daily inspiration, but I had left the TV on the night before in the living room. And so I went into the living room and I was about to sit down with my books. And I said, man, let me cut this TV off. And I went over there and I hit it and it didn't go off for some reason. And I said, man, what's the deal? And I tried to hit it and it didn't go off. And I just hit the channel. And I hit the channel one time. I hit the channel one time, and up pops Joel Osteen. And so I was, instead of me opening up my journal and my daily inspiration, I sat down and cut the volume up. I went, okay, this must be for me. Maybe he wants me to get this. And oh my God, oh my goodness, was he correct. Now, I can't tell you exactly what he said, so I'm going to paraphrase it a bit. He was talking about people who have given up on their dreams. Now, that didn't apply to me. But he said, this is for people who've given up on your dreams. This is for people who've been waiting on something for God for a while and it hasn't gotten there yet. And you're starting to feel like maybe it ain't for you. Or you're thinking about giving up on it. I wasn't quite in that part of it, but I've been a little discouraged about the fact that something I had been wanting for a while hadn't happened. A lot of people fall into that bracket, but a lot of people have fallen into they waited so long, they just decided it wasn't for them and they stopped, or they gave up on their dreams and their visions. And he was talking about, he said, what you don't realize is that when you ask God for something, that God is working on it behind the scenes. He's doing some stuff and orchestrating some stuff and putting some stuff into play for you that you may very well not even be aware of. But if you give up hope, if you stop looking for it, if you lose the faith, you then stop the process. Because God don't give you what you want all the time. He gives you what you believe all the time. See, you don't always get what you want, because what you want may not be best for you or something like that. But if you believe God to give you something and he has it for you, he's going to give it to you. But some people just give up hoping for it, looking for it. He said, if you've gotten at the point in your life where you've given up on your dreams, or you think it ain't coming and you're starting to fade, he said, I want you to do something. He said, I want you to look again. And that caught my attention. He said, I want you to look again. He said, if you look again and you don't see the blessing coming, or you don't see the blessing right there, he said, I want you to look again. He said, and if you still don't see it, he said, listen to me real close. I want you to look again. And that was the thing that I needed to hear yesterday. Because sometimes, y'all, when you ask God for something and it don't come in the time frame that you want it to come in, you got to stay patient. You got to stay watchful. And you got to do like Joel Osteen said, you got to look again. And if you look over there and you still don't see it, stay patient, but look again. And man, oh man, oh man, I can't tell you how I needed that yesterday. I can't tell you how I need it today. I can't tell you how often I need that, because so many times, man, so many things go counter to the way you want it to go or what you thought it was going to be, that you end up and you start feeling just a little bit discouraged. Sometimes you just flat out, I can't take it no more and I quit. But I very rarely get that way. But I do get, I'm human, you know, so I get moments where I'm, man, this is exhausting. Because what I'm attempting to do is exhausting. What you're attempting to do or become, or the point you're trying to get to, it's exhausting. But if you're exhausted and you don't feel like it's happening fast enough, do like Joel Osteen said, y'all, look again. Just look again. He's probably doing something on your behalf that you're not aware of. Those are my closing remarks that really helped me. So you know what I'm doing right now? I'm looking
What's
again.
That?
I'm looking again.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.